Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How'd the briefing go?
I thought first rate. Connolly was tired, but he rose to his subject, I'll tell you.
He always does.
And he wound it up on a very rousing note.
Did he? Yeah.
Very interesting angle that he has. He says, read the last two or three pages of the president's speech and think about him sitting in the early hours of the morning in his cabin at Camp David, thinking about this country all by himself. He said, this will give you a little of the flavor of the president's conviction, the depth of his conviction, the concern he has about the future of this country. He says, it's only if you understand how that speech was written that you begin to get a true appreciation for the quality of his sincerity and the depth of his concern.
That's
good. Isn't that good?
Yeah. He's really been in touch.
He sure has. There was an interesting little byplay that the vice president, you know, complimented him on his press conference. And the adroit manner in which he handled a number of questions, and he said, I might say, particularly the adroit manner in which you handled the question about your possible nomination as vice president. He got a great laugh.
Well, that was good. They seemed to have a good spirit.
Oh, very good. Excellent. And I think I heard a lot of comments from people afterwards, and they were uniformly impressed with Arthur Burns.
Good.
Who did a very good job.
Good.
So I think it was worth doing, and we got an enormous turnout.
Oh, no.
Compared to, other sessions that we've had of that same group.
Yeah.
Considering it was the summertime, very gratifying.
So it was good for them. They all feel part of their team.
Right.
Big play, part of a cause bigger than themselves, that sort of thing.
Yep.
They need to feel that, and Connolly just did the right thing.
Yeah, well, he really, really challenged him. Excellent.
Good.
I understand that you got a chance to talk to John Mitchell a little bit about our antitrust problem.
Yeah, he said he did.
Oh, he did? Fine.
Good. I told him, in light of what we're doing here, violates all the laws we have. I don't know if it violates all the laws.
No, my information is that it definitely does not. And that a very valid distinction can be drawn.
Well, McLaren, of course, is really a menace because he's so good. Well, he's got his group around.
Well, but this was an insidious thing. John doesn't have time to get into this at all in depth, and he takes it pretty much at face value. But this may be a turning point.
Having taken the move you made Sunday night at the first time, doing all these things, you just got to not turn down the attempt of an American company to be competitive in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You need a big company, not a big steel company. Well, that's good. Fine.
Yeah, I'm particularly appreciative of your coming over. I think that really set the tone for the thing.
Well, I should have
lifted it up. Well, it wasn't necessary, but
well, we've been the captain. We did that. That gives me a shot.
How'd the cabinet perform this morning? Did Romney have anything to say?
Oh, yes. He's fine. He's the usual raises. You really got to get at the heart of those things.
I don't know.
Actually, that's correct. I'm going to do that again. But he, of course, it's sort of hard for Romney and Stan, frankly, who really feel they should have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't be there. If we ever start a breakthrough, if you had Stan, you'd have to have hot towels, and Romney, you've got to have both. We've got everybody there, and we wouldn't have kept it up. And also, we'd never gotten through.
Yeah.
But it's all right. It's done now. Housing.
Yeah, it should.
Right. Okay.
All right, sir.